312-981-7200 is the number. Marty Coyle is a woodshop teacher in Hillcrest High School, and he did something really great for students that were having trouble with e-learning, and you know, we're all dealing with this and how our kids can get through the days and working at home, and not everybody's set up to do that as easily at home as we would like. Marty joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Marty, how are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for staying up a little bit late with us. I imagine you're not normally up at 2:37 in the morning on a Friday night.
No, I'm usually not. And if I am, I'm probably a horizontal watching TV right now. So,
well, we appreciate you being upright for a few more minutes. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start building some desks for your students.
So, during the pandemic as a teacher, it was kind of a tough time because, you know, you're so used to being around students every single day, and that's where your impact's at. So I was struggling a little bit to see, like, you know, what can I do to help my community or help my students? And when I got back to school, I started to realize when we were doing our, like, classroom meetings, like, a lot of my kids would either not turn their cameras on, or when they did turn them on, they were laying in bed, or I could see their ceilings. And I was like, hey, guys, like, what's going on? Like, where are you guys working from right now? And the kids are like, I'm just laying in bed right now. I have nowhere to work at. So I thought, what better way could I help my community, help my school? I could build the desk, and I got the resources for it. So that's where it all started at.
And how many desks were you able to make for kids, and what kind of desks are you building? How do you figure out how to suddenly build a desk? I know you're a woodshop teacher, so you know this stuff, but you know, what kind of design do you use?
Yeah, so, and I could own this right now. I'm a woodshop teacher. I'm no carpenter by any means, but I did a simple search on the internet and just found, you know, a lot of people out there are, you know, have some good plans for like a 2x4 type desk. And I had a bunch of 2x4s that came in March, but we never got to use them because of the pandemic. Sure. So I just looked up a simple plan, and I was able to throw them together. And it originally started with 5, and I kind of thought it would get some traction. So I delivered 3 of them using our school buses. And right when that happened, I put it on social media, and it just blew up. So.
And so how many desks have you been able to make?
So I delivered 3 this week. I have made 19 as of today.
Holy cow. That's good. Yeah. How long does it take to make each one?
Well, to be honest, like I was hustling pretty hard. Today I timed myself at 25 minutes, and that was going really fast. So if I'm taking my time, listening to music, and actually enjoying it, probably somewhere in like 40 minutes. But yeah, right around there, 40 minutes probably.
That's pretty quick. Is there a lot of demand? Have you found that it's a lot more kids than you expected who could really use a better way to go through their e-learning?
To be honest, like I think I've seen it a lot in my community, but I've been getting calls from, or sorry, emails and posts from, you know, people in Chicago, people in neighboring districts, like, hey, is this only a Hillcrest High School type thing? And you know, as much as I would love to make a desk for everybody, like I'm only one man and I'm a full-time teacher, so it's been hard. You know, I tend to have a bleeding heart, and I just don't want to overpromise and underdeliver right now. So,
sure. Do you think it's? Have you been contacted by other schools or other teachers or people who are trying to do the same thing?
I have not, but I've been doing this little series for my class called Mr. Coyle's Class, and I'm being kind of a cornball making these YouTube videos. I think I'm going to make one that's kind of like universal for parents or other teachers that would like to do that at their school. But no, I haven't heard from any other educators or people who were thinking about doing that.
Is it a pretty simple procedure? I mean, if you can get it done in 45 minutes, is it? I imagine you're not making something too crazy intricate with all this inlays and things like that. Is it a pretty standard desk workspace?
Yeah, it's very simple, actually. All you'd really need was a power drill, a drill bit, screws, a 2x4. The only thing that really helped me out was I bought a jig called a Craig jig, and it makes the screws go in a little bit nicer when you're trying to put them in at an angle. But really, you could do it if you only had a screw gun and a miter saw.
And about how expensive, like if somebody was going to try to start doing these on their own, like what would be the cost per desk? I know you were using scrap materials that you guys had earlier and stuff that you had already ordered, but if you were going to go out and do this from scratch, how inexpensively do you think you could pull it off?
I would say within $50. All you probably need is 6 2x4s by 8 foot long, and that should probably be able to do it for you. I made my desk about 37 inches wide, but I think you could probably get away with anywhere from, you know, 25 inches from there. It depends how, you know, if you have a high school student or elementary school kid. So I would say somewhere in $50 to $75.
And that's not bad. And
a few
hours, and you teach yourself how to do something, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, you get a, you know, that's what I tell my kids all the time. You kind of feel like you could see what you actually built. You know, a lot of times in school, they can't really see they did a few math problems, but they can actually see something they made.
What's it been like teaching wood shop during a pandemic when the kids can't be there and actually touching and doing things with you? How have you adjusted to that?
It's been tough. It's been tough. You know, luckily I'm a younger teacher and like I'm pretty tech savvy. So I've been doing my best to kind of, you know, make my own videos and edit them and things like that. But I've really been focusing on the trades and things where the kids could, you know, search out the resources for themselves. So I've really been focusing on more like career type research, like, hey, what type of trade would you be interested in? Or what do you think you could do with this class? Things like that. But it has been difficult. I did a project last week with cardboard, and at first the kids were really excited, but once their fingers started hurting from cutting them all the cardboard pieces, they weren't too happy with me. So
I imagine it's tough. When you first were thrown into this last year, I know that it was just kind of survival skills for teachers and for students and parents. Mm-hmm. What has been the difference going into this year, having a little more time to realize? And I don't even know for sure because every place is different. Are you guys completely remote learning right now?
Yeah, we're 100% remote learning right now. You know, it's been a little bit of a crash course. I think every teacher was, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but like it was just one of those things where, you know, I became a teacher because for some reason kids like me. And a lot of times in class, like, the teacher is the show, right? So the kids like me and they listen to what I say because, you know, I make class interesting. So I was worried if you'd still have that connection on like some type of Google Meet or Zoom meeting. But it's been really good, actually, to be honest. Like, especially at my school, I feel like a lot of times kids are maybe scared to be ridiculed for raising their hand and things like that. But I see a lot now that kids are willing to chime in if you pose a question. And, you know, more kids are participating in ways that they really didn't in school, which is something you wouldn't expect, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really great. I know I've got three freshmen in high school at home doing remote learning right now because they already had a breakout at school, so they're doing a couple weeks at home. And it really seems different from class to class how much they're participating or how engaged they are. And I think that's tough on teachers that you're used to having done this in person and engaging in person. And now, you know, some teachers weren't the most tech-savvy people, and so they got to get a hold of this and figure this out and figure out how to make the best of it. And I think we all just need to realize it's a moment in time. We need to make the best of it, hopefully just for this year, and you know, figure out a way to get the world back to the way we're used to things.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I've been telling a lot of people, like, hey, you got to show grace with the kids, and you definitely got to show grace with yourself, right? This for, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, we've never been here before, and you just got to do your best, and, you know, everyone's going through it. You got to realize that. So
we're all going to have a good story to tell someday, right?
Yeah, we will. Absolutely.
Marty Coyle, the industrial technology teacher at Hillcrest High School. So is that what we call it? We don't say woodshop anymore. Do we say the industrial technology teacher?
Yeah, unfortunately we do. You know, we had that era there where we want to make sure every kid wants to go to college. So we're trying to get that back to where trades are accepted for kids. Yeah. So,
well, I tell you what, I hear it all the time. I know people who are plumbers own plumbing businesses saying there is such a shortage and such a need for jobs where you could end up making a lot of money because, you know, plumbers and other things, that God, there will always be a need. And so many people are retiring now and people haven't been going into those trades for such a long time. There's really some opportunities out there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and that's one of those things where I think, you know, unfortunately right now, there's not many young industrial tech teachers. I think it's kind of there's a generational gap there that's been kind of lost, like that type of skill thing. But I think also like counselors need to be brought up to speed on these types of things too. I don't think counselors are very aware that, you know, the trades are booming, right? And they, you know, I'm a school teacher, but I tell the kids all the time, man, these guys in the trades, men or women, you know, they're making more than I am easily, and, you know, and they're happy with that. So yeah, definitely.
Marty Coyle, thank you so much for staying up late. We really appreciate it, and good luck and keep doing the good work. Okay.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.